This is Odd and Unusual Tales with your host, even though he's fat, old, and bald, George Lutzford. Hello and welcome to Odd and Unusual Tales. I am your host, George Lunsford.
Well, hello, it's me again, George Lunsford. You know, it's been about 2 weeks since we had our last podcast. Well, this week, we're going to kind of chill out a little bit. We're going to go with weird and unusual historical facts. I think everybody will get a kick out of this. It'll basically just be a little bit more fun and more laid back. We're going to let the monsters rest a little bit. We're going to let the ghost rest a little bit, UFOs and all that. And let's get on down with this. Let's get to talking about all these weird things that happened back in history. You know, we've always heard that Napoleon was a really short guy, okay? Except he really wasn't. He was 5'6", which was the average height for men at that time. He was probably made fun of his enemies, using it for propaganda to kind of make him seem a little bit less powerful. Napoleon himself was not shorter than most of the men. He surrounded himself with tall soldiers, which probably made him look smaller. You know, they had the bigger hats and they had all that stuff, so he probably looked short compared to his men, but he really wasn't. Now, 5'6" nowadays seems a little short because basically were taller than what they were back then. But back then, that was the average height. Oh, and you'll love this. All you guys that love Christmas, you're going to love this. In England, between 1644 and 1660, Lord Protector Oliver Cromwell, he was kind of like the unelected Prime Minister, he banned Christmas celebrations. Cromwell was a Puritan, which means he was very strict by what the Bible says, and he believed that any kind of frailty, like, you know, dancing, singing, music, all that, were sins, and that upset God. Unsurprisingly, this wasn't very popular. There was riots over it, and England had a hard time when they, decided to go ahead and start celebrating it, but the Scots, it really didn't bother the Scots too much up in Scotland because they didn't have any Christmas. They didn't celebrate Christmas officially as a public holiday from 1640 until 1958. So if you have a Scottish ancestors, your great-great-grandfather probably didn't even celebrate Christmas. So, you know, and here's a fact that we all love. Now, we know that some of the big rock stars and stuff died on a toilet, like Elvis Presley and I believe Michael Jackson. But they're not alone. There are other kings that died on the toilet. The first English king to die on the toilet was King Edmund in 1016. He was stabbed to death while going to the bathroom. That's a crappy way to go. Oh, excuse my language. And then in 1216, exactly 200 years later, King John died on a toilet from dysentery. He basically pooped himself to death. That's a shitty way to go, too. I'm sorry. That's just bad. I'm sorry. Excuse my language. I apologize. Then, in 1760, King George II died on the toilet. Then we had King Henry I in 1135. He died because he overate river eel. So, there you go. Don't eat too much eel or you'll die on the toilet. I guess that's one way to look at things. And then here's another little fun fact. Pope Gregory, I have no idea what Roman numerals are, so it's like a little L with an X. I don't know what that number that is, but anyway, between 1233 and 1234, Gregory, who was the leader of the Catholic Church, had a lot of power and decreed that cats were agents of Satan and should be destroyed. Maybe once scratched up, you know, his sofa real bad, or maybe it scratched him and he didn't like cats, but he really didn't like cats. Now, I will agree. I have to. We have a cat here, and I will agree. She is definitely the agent of Satan. Anyway. Then you got, I'll hear some things about some Romans. I want to do that, Romans? Yeah, we'll talk about Caligula. Now, most of the people over 50 years old know Caligula was kind of a pervert, to be honest with you. But he's also known as a hothead. He returned home after a failed invasion of Britain. And, to have war with something, he was mad, he got home empty-handed, he was ticked off. So he declared war on the nearest thing he could find, which was Neptune, the god of sea. Now, I'm sorry, declaring war on the ocean is not real good. So, he ordered his men to whip the waves and collect shells as proof of their victory. That makes absolutely no sense to me. Why would you declare war? That dude lost his mind. Of course, with the stuff you heard about Caligula in the past, I'm sure you can understand that. Oh, now we go to more of royalty type people in our area, which is the United States. We're going to talk about George Washington. You always heard growing up that George Washington had wooden teeth. But wait, this is not true. The truth is his teeth were made of ivory and other people's teeth, including, sadly, people who had died. So, you know. But the bad thing is Washington loved wine. And the porcelain and the old teeth from people who had passed away would stain his teeth to make it look like a wood pattern on his teeth. That's kind of gross. I don't get it. I don't know why you'd want to put other people's teeth in your mouth, but hey, you know, I guess everybody has their own thing. Of course, he was a great president. I mean, he's the one who didn't want to be president, and they made him president. He's like, okay, I'll do the job, but I only need to work one term, and I'm out of here. Too bad presidents easily don't do that. Anyway, let's skip all that. We're not going to go there. We're going to kind of let that go a little bit. We're going to look at some more weird and honest facts. And one of those, oh, wait, let me find it right here. They are, yes. Did you know, and I'm sure you have, heard that ketchup was once medicine? Now, this is a medicine that every kid would love. In the 1830s, it was believed that the condiment could cure almost anything, including indigestion and diarrhea. Whether it did or not, who knows? Of course, if you was hungry, it'd take care of it, put along with French fries. You have French fries and medicine. There you go. You set up. And here's an interesting fact. In 1905, an 11-year-old named Franklin... Epperson left water and soda powder outside overnight and a wooden stirrer was still in the cup when he discovered the mixture had frozen. The Epsicle was born. It actually became a popsicle later on when the name was changed because it just didn't sound right before. So now you know the 11-year-old in 1905 created popsicles or ice pops. Same thing. Did you know that in 1900 to 1920, tug of war was an Olympic sport and it was included in track and field? Dun, dun, dun. The things you learn listening to my show. There's no telling what kind of crap I'm going to warp your brain with. And established in 930 AD. That's stupid. I don't want to do that one. Never mind. We'll drop that one. Do you know how we say cheese when we're having a picture made? You know, everybody goes, cheese, smiles and all that stuff. Well, in 1840s, instead of saying cheese, people said prunes when having their picture made because it intentionally made their mouths taunt because they believed that smiling was childish. What kind of crazy stuff is that?
Can you imagine everybody lining up? Everybody's happy. Everybody say prunes. I don't think so. We'll just say cheese and be happy about it. Now, you could say Velveeta, but I guess that is cheese. But it might work. I don't know. Oh, and here's another. I don't know how many of y'all are in your 50s or more. I don't know how many people remember when you was in school, you had to wear the dunce cap and sit in the corner because you did something stupid. Well, truth is, the dunce cap was used to be used for a sign of intelligence. It was believed that a pointy cap could be used to spread knowledge from the tip of the brain. Okay. At least that's what 13th century philosopher Duns Scoffed thought. Now, it's a weird name. D-U-N-S. The last name is S-C-O-T-U-S. That's what he thought. He thought by wearing the dunce cap, you could spread your knowledge. About 200 years later, it became quite a bit of a joke and was set up for the exact opposite. Made you look like a dummy, apparently. I never had to wear the dunce cap. I usually had to wear the smart aleck cap. So, you know, we won't go into what it looked like. A horse becomes senator in ancient Rome when Julius Caesar, I'm not going to try to pronounce that other name right there, became the emperor of Rome and just 24 years old. He made his horse a senator. Unfortunately, he will be remembered as one of the city's worst rulers. Well, now, right now, I believe if we put horses in our Senate and president, I think we'd probably do it a whole lot better. So everybody go out there and vote for your favorite horse. Because right now, all we got is a bunch of jackasses. Anyhow, we won't get into that. Of course, then you can always talk about how Buzz Aldrin was the first man to pee on the moon. Of course, he kind of peed on himself. He didn't really pee on the moon. So, because the urine collection system in his suit broke, and he actually ended up just peeing in his suit and down his pants leg. Of course, that was in 1969. So, you know, nobody could see. The suit was thick. You know, nobody got to see him pee his pants, even though he was on TV. And then, of course, you got to look at more than 75 million Europeans were killed by rats in the Middle Ages. Because rats carried what was called the Black Death and wiped out over a third of Europe's population. It's all because of nasty rats. So, listen, we don't like rats, and this is why. Three Musketeers candy bar was named for its flavors. Okay, you ready for this? When original Three Musketeer candy bars first hit the market in 1930s, it came in a three-pack featuring different flavors, vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry, which sounds a little to me like a sundae. Anyway, they had to be cut down to one flavor. However, in World War II, made rations too expensive. Well, that didn't make sense how I said that, did it? They had to be cut down to one flavor when World War II made rations too expensive. Okay, now I said it better that way. Sometimes you got to remember, folks, I just kind of got my head and my tongue don't work. One of them has a mind of its own. I ain't sure which one yet. Now, it's believed that the Vikings discovered America approximately 500 years before Christopher Columbus. I believe it. Leif Erikson and his son, Eric the Red, died in a battle of modern-day Newfoundland. But they're the ones that were believed to have discovered America long before Christopher Columbus. And that's some of my ancestors, so I have a tendency to believe it. Plus, there's all kinds of information. You know, they found all kinds of artifacts and stuff that actually point to that. Easter Island. How many of you love Easter Island with the big old heads? Do you know there's 887 of those things? And it's only 14 miles long. But they have these things all over the place. They're called Moai, M-O-A-I. And each statue weighs at least 28,000 pounds.
Whoa, that's a lot. All right. Now let's jump over here to the presidents for a minute. I know I'm jumping all over the place. I just want to keep you guys on your toes. We have two presidents to die within hours of each other. That means one of the most on our 50th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, two of its central figures, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, who were close friends, died only hours apart. Now that's friendship. You know, you're dying, and your friend's nice enough to die soon after you do. I don't really think they were friends. I think they were friends, then they went out and not friends, then they were friends again. I don't know. It's kind of a weird situation. And you know, when the Titanic sunk, apparently it turns out that an author named Morgan Robertson may have predicted it in his 1898 novel, The Wreck of the Titan. They believe that this guy predicted that it was going to hit the iceberg and everything. And of course, you know, hindsight's 50-50, and that's about what he got, was 50-50. So, you know, there you go. Oh, let's see. What other wonderful fact can we do? You know what? We're hitting after the 15-minute mark, and I know y'all don't want to listen to my big mouth. So what I want to tell y'all is I want you to go check out my new book, Monsters of the World Reference Guide. It's available on Amazon, along with my other book, Legends, Myths, Monsters, and Ghosts, the USA edition. Go check them out. Hope y'all have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your night or rest of your day, whatever you're listening to this. And I'm out.